welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast, and welcome to the weekend. My name is Lee Renfro, and I'm our teaching pastor at our Plain City location, and just excited to continue our series through John here. And so today, for our devotional time, we're going to be in John chapter 14 and talking about maybe one of the things that's more mysterious in the Christian life, one that can often be forgotten, but the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so I hope that you've been able to dig in to the Gospel of John each week and just each day, really, being able to look at the devotions that our team is putting together here, and just grateful just for the time that this Gospel provides to really help us to believe in Jesus, that really the whole goal that John wrote this was so that we could have life by believing in Jesus. And so everything he writes is to accomplish that aim here. And so one of the things in looking at this passage from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 30, where we're going to focus at today, Jesus starts off with a very strong statement to his disciples that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And to think about that is really, it harkens back, as the writers talked about in our next steps material, back to Deuteronomy and even in chapter 6, that we're to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and our strength. And what Jesus is telling us here is that if we love him, if we really do, we will see that by walking in obedience, by being faithful to him. And so you think about it in a marriage, in a relationship, where how do we know that the other person loves them? You will see by their actions, by the way they treat them, whether they're faithful to them, loyal to them, caring for them, supporting them, that it's not just in word, but you see it in deed. Notice that Jesus does not say, if you keep my commandments, then I will love you. That would be more religion, right? And that's really, I think, how the Pharisees saw their relationship with God, that by their obedience to the law, that God loved them. And Jesus is coming back and saying, no. Obedience is important, but it's not the basis of my love for you. But really, we see it as an outworking, as really a product of our love relationship with God, is that we walk in obedience to him. And why that's helpful for us is to be able to see whether or not we really do love God, is we'll look at our life. Because ultimately, our behaviors flow out of our beliefs. Our activity comes from our identity, who we are and how we see ourselves. And so just as you even look back and reflect on your life, maybe on the last week, and really to be able to see whether or not we genuinely love Jesus, is we just look at the actions of our lives. Now, this doesn't mean that we live a sinless life, that we never sin or we never make mistakes or we never fall short of God's standard. Of course, those things will happen. But if the continual pattern of our lives, Jesus warned us, is that if we practice unrighteousness, as we practice sin, as we make it a habit of continually practicing sin without conviction, without any sense of remorse from our sin, but we continually choose disobedience over obedience to God, then I think we should look back and say, maybe the deepest thing in our heart that we love isn't God, right? Like perhaps it's us or our sin or something else. And so this is just one of those statements Jesus throws out there to say, hey, if we love him, if we say we love him, then he says, you're going to obey what I've said, right? Because we believe that that's what's best for us. But here's where the challenge gets, is how do we do that? How do we obey Jesus? Where does that power come from? And that's where he goes to next, to talk about the role that the Holy Spirit plays in our lives. Francis Chan, a pastor and an author, wrote a book called The Forgotten God. And he wasn't talking about another God that Christians forget, but he's talking about in the makeup of the Trinity, that as Christians, we believe that our God is a triune God, one essence, one divine nature, but yet comprises himself of three distinct persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You hear a lot in church about the Father, especially when people talk about God or praying to God, Heavenly Father. And we hear a lot about Jesus, what he's done on the cross. But often this mysterious one is the Holy Spirit. And here's the thing, the Holy Spirit is not a force, is not an impersonal being, but yet a personal God. We even see Jesus here talking about how he will teach you all things, that Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as a person, because that's what he is. He is a person who does the will of the Father and shines the light on the Son, that he will be our helper as followers of Christ forever. And that's one of these beautiful promises that God the Father has sent through the sacrifice of the Son, through our faith in Him, seals us with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians talks about that the Holy Spirit is kind of that guarantee, that deposit for us. And one of the ways that I think about the role the Holy Spirit has in our life is He gives us the power to live the Christian life. For a long time, I mowed my yard with a lawnmower, you know, one of the push mowers. That's what the word I'm looking for, a push mower. And I would push that thing across our yard. We never had massive yards. Otherwise, I would try to get a riding lawnmower, but I would do that push mower. And it was exhausting. Like, it was a workout pushing that thing around. And then I finally, after years of doing that, when we moved here, I'm like, I need to get myself one of those self-propelling lawnmowers. You know what I'm talking about if you got one of those, that they make these lawnmowers now where you push them, but you have a lever that you press into, and that thing has power and energy behind it, and it pushes itself. Now, I can push the lawnmower on my own still, right? But I have access to this power that propels it forward, that gives my lawnmower the power to accomplish what I'm wanting it to do. And I think of that's kind of how the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit helps us, gives us the power to live the Christian life. And we can choose to tap into that power, right? By yielding to the Holy Spirit, by surrendering our lives to Jesus and wanting to follow after Him, right? That we use that power, that He indwells, takes up residence with us. And one of the things that He does is He brings to mind the things that the Holy Spirit, that God has said to us, that Jesus says what He has told us, the Spirit will bring to remembrance. And so that's one of the great things that the Holy Spirit does, is He's active in our lives, bringing about the Word of God into our lives. And perhaps you've experienced this in your life through conversations that you've had with people, through times where you've been just seeing how God brings something to mind, that His Word comes about within you. And so that's one of the reasons why we want to have a spiritual intimacy with God, is so that as we spend time with God, that the Holy Spirit helps bring those things up as we're going about. In essence, for me, it's kind of like I think about those alerts on my phone where I put into it, hey, you know, I've got a meeting at this time, or I've got an appointment here, or this is something I want to remember. And I put it in my phone, but I may forget it. And all of a sudden, boom, my phone alerts me and says, hey, remember this. And I think the Holy Spirit, in essence, He takes what we put in through our own study and time with God. He brings that up to mind to us so that we can better live the Christian life, so that we would show God that we actually love Him by walking in obedience to Him. So let's just take some time and let's pray as we trust in the Lord, as we allow His Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us in the Christian life. And some things we can pray for is that the Holy Spirit will continue to be active in our lives to help us understand God's Word, that we could pray for that peace that the Spirit gives us as He guards our hearts and our minds, and pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, He would keep revealing to you the steps that you and I need to take as we walk in obedience to Him. So let's take some time. Let's pray here. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray that we continue to lean on Him, continue to trust in Him, continue to tap into the power that the Holy Spirit provides for us to live the Christian life. Thank You, God, that You didn't leave us in our own to live out this impossible expectation to walk obediently to Your Word, but You have given us Your power through the Holy Spirit, God, to do that. And so may we continue to trust in Him, God, as we seek to live out Your will for our lives, as the Holy Spirit is our great helper to bring to mind, Lord, the things that You want to remind us of in Your Word, to help us to honor You, to reflect You, and to show You to the world around us, God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, would you take a few moments, and why don't you take some time, and would you pray as well?